2 Timothy 4:2, where the Word of God says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So we're going to speak to men, fathers and sons. We're going to encourage them today in God's word. And prayerfully, everyone in the house will be ministered to today. Amen? That the Lord won't leave anybody out, that he'll speak to everybody in some area and some place. So keep your eyes and your ears and your hearts open, amen, to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to each and every one of us today. Amen. I'm just waiting in. You know that Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to use a version outside of the King James for this scripture just so I can parallel it with the message today. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and an expected end. And when I was thinking about plans, the plan for man, God's plan for us to get into is to get into God's will. And when he was looking at that, being out of God's will is like trying to sew a garment with a needle with no thread. Or it's like trying to write a letter with a pen with no ink. Because when we get into God's plan, we get according to God's will, we'll start flowing and operating and being the individual that God's created us to be. Now, if you look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul, in verse number 12, is writing to the church at Thessalonica. And he says in verse 12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love toward another, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all saints. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. The titles of this morning's message is God's Plan for Man. Amen? God's plan for man is to place us in union with him and each other through Christ Jesus. Christ's plan is to please the Father. He said everything he does is to please the Father. And our plan should be to progress in the image of Christ Jesus. So God's plan is to place us in union through Christ. Christ's plan was to please the Father. And our plan should be to progress and grow into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Let's make a declaration in the house today. Can you lift your word with me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me today, Father God. May the words that come forth bring edification, Father God, exhortation and comfort to each hearer, Father God. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So when the Lord says through Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you all hope and an expected end. God's plan for you and I first is to place us in union. So turn with me to Romans chapter 6 just for a moment. To Romans 6. Romans 6, verse number 4, says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For if he that died, he died unto sin once, but he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the first thing that God's plan for man is to place us in union with the Father through the Son, which not only puts us in union with the Father, but puts us in union with one another. Union with one another. To be in union with God. I don't know. I was separated by God by sin. Sin had separated me from God. But Jesus Christ, by his atoning work on Calvary, has united me together with the Father. I'm in union with him. And what God wants you to understand what union means. Union is undivided. It's connected. We're one. I am in him and he is in me, and we are in him and he is in us. We're in union together. That's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote into the household. He said, husbands, love your wives and be in union with them as Christ loved the church and gave himself in ransom. Wives, reverence your husband as unto the Lord. Children, obey your parents. Parents, provoke not your children to anger. God wants unity. And what the adversary is constantly trying to do, he's trying to divide the family of God and divide the unity that's been established in Christ Jesus. I'm not only in one with God, but I'm in one with each and every one here. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're connected by the blood of Jesus Christ. He has made us family. Family. And as he's speaking to fathers and sons today, fathers, he's saying that we're to love our wives as Christ loved the church. This speaks of sacrifice. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger. And then we're not to make our kids angry at us. You know, we know what rings their bells and rings their whistles, and we're to love our children just as God loves us. Brothers and sisters, God says, if you can't love the one you see, how can you say that you love him that you can't see? And if we cannot love one another, the love of God has not been perfected in our lives. Amen? That doesn't mean I have to love everything you do, but I love you despite of what you do. I love you anyway because God is love. And his love is perfected in you and I as we allow the love of God to manifest himself through our lives. And this takes a walk by faith. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:7, I walk by faith, not by sight. Because you know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see all the imperfections of my loved ones. I'm going to see all the imperfections of my brother and sister in Christ Jesus. I'm going to see all the things that are wrong. But God says by faith. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. I have to see it in a different light. I have to see them as God sees them. Amen? Amen? We're children of God. We'll let the love of God shine through our hearts and lives. That's why Paul said in Ephesians 5, he said, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Amen? In other words, we're to be walking and alert. We're to recognize the adversary. Anytime there's something that comes to divide my family, that causes division in my family, I recognize who the author of it is. I recognize who the author is. And as fathers, God is challenging you and I to be the heads of the household, to lead our family in the things of God. Amen. You can't ask someone to follow you if you're going the wrong direction. But if you're doing things that are pleasing the Father and you're seeking Him, if you're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things are added unto you. You know, we need to have a little long suffering with our children. We need to have a little more long suffering with our wives. We need to have a little more long suffering for our parents. And everybody said? Hello? What'd he say? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. In other words, we've got to adjust to God's word. God isn't going to adjust to us. He wants us as children of God to adjust to His word. Amen. Amen. I pray that my wife has already forgiven me for the things I'm going to do today before they happen. Because I might say something smart, or I might have it. Most of the time, I might have an attitude of non-gratitude. Maybe not appreciating her for all that she does. Amen? Amen? Sometimes we take a lot for granted as men. Amen. We need to be thankful for all those that God's given us. Amen? You with me? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse number 5. The Word of God says, "But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Amen. If we abide in him and his word abides in us, you know, we ought to be acting like Jesus. Amen. We ought to be acting like Jesus. What did Jesus do? He denied himself. He denied himself. And what did Jesus do? He did everything to please the Father. John 8:29, Jesus said, He said, "He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." Just a question. Here we go. Let's challenge ourselves in the Word today. Men, fathers, sons, mothers, daughters, are the things we doing pleasing God? Are the actions we're taking pleasing God? Are the words we speaking pleasing God? Come on, He's just challenging us. Amen. I haven't arrived. I have to say no. I say that I'm trying. I'm striving to. I'm working to, but I come short. I fall short. Is this just me in the house, or is it anyone else? You know, I mean, that's what the Lord is saying. See, when He sent His word, He said, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine." In other words, if it's not right, it's not right. Let's don't pretend it's right if it's wrong. It's either right or wrong. Yeah, and in here, there's no gray area. And let me say this to you. This isn't a word of condemnation, because the Word of God says there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. I'm not talking to your spirit man today. I'm talking to your flesh man. Amen? God isn't rebuking you. God loves you. God loves you and has a plan in your life. If He says in His word, we should know the truth, and it's the truth shall make us free, it's best that we know the truth. You know, matter of fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 4, Paul would write to the church at Thessalonica, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." In other words, there's so many men pleasers. You know, God just said, hey, why don't we sit out and please the Father? And children, listen to me. The Word of God says, obey your parents so your days may be long upon this earth. Amen? So we're talking about doing things to please the Father. In other words, I always wanted to please my Father. I didn't always please my Father. But my Father didn't kick me out. He didn't disown me. He didn't reject me. He still loved me as his son. But he encouraged me. But he stayed on his face and he prayed for me. Amen? In other words, if we're not doing things that are pleasing to the Father, he hasn't given up on you and I. Amen? The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. What is repentance? Repentance is just understanding that sometimes I'm heading down the wrong road, and the Lord just gets my attention and says, hey, son, shake that dust off your knees and shake the dust off and turn around and start following me again. Amen? Amen? Sometimes I get on my, you know, when we look at the scripture reference where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. A lot of times we take the path without acknowledging him. And then we ask, well, Lord, how'd I end up here? Amen? Smile, it's okay. When I was doing this, the Lord was speaking to me. Since he was speaking to me, I thought I would just speak to y'all. Amen. Listen to me what the Word of God declares to you and I as children of God in 1 John 3:22. 1 John 3:22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. How many are seeking the Lord for something? Come on. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. In other words, we just can't be hearers of the word. It's a matter of putting the word to work in our hearts and our lives. Amen? So as fathers to get in God's plan, first we have to recognize that we're placed in Christ Jesus to be in union with the Father and union with each other, union in our households. You know, the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. Why do you think the adversary wants to attack so much in your home life? Amen? He's a liar and he's the father of all lies. So if we live our lives according to God's word, there's unity that comes in and because of Christ Jesus. And Ephesians 5 and Ephesians 6 are two great chapters in the word. I encourage you to read those. So we're placed in Christ Jesus, which brings us in unity with the Father and with one another. We're following Christ. Christ's aim was to please the Father. And the third thing is that we're to progress. We're to grow. Amen? Amen? A matter of fact, if you look with me in Psalms 92... Verse number 12, The Word of God says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You know, the Word of God says in Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In the law he doeth meditate day and night. He is like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. God has a plan for every man. Man, father, son, mother, daughter, God has a plan in your life. His plan is to place you in unity through his Son. His plan is for you and I to please the Father like the Son pleased the Father, and to progress. You know, we're to grow. Amen? We're growing. If I look at a cedar in Lebanon, they're big cedars. They're tremendous trees. Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. In other words, we're supposed to be getting brighter and brighter, not duller. Amen. You know, the glory of the Lord is supposed to rise upon us. You know, the Word of God says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. In other words, we're to be growing as men of God. Amen. Amen. I think it's time for us men of God to start being men of God. You know the problem with our nation and the problem with the church? The women are women. Most of the women are women of God, but the men ain't standing up to be men of God. They're not leading by example. We're called to be warriors for the kingdom of God. Amen. We're to be on our face before God, seeking his face. We're to be standing in the gap for our family, standing in the gap for the nation. Amen. It's time for the men of God to get bold. There's more bold women for the kingdom of God than there is men. You gather together and have a prayer meeting, and you gather together in the house of God, and there's 15 women and 5 men. Something's wrong with the picture. And it ain't the woman's fault. It's because the man hasn't stood up to take his position as a man, according to God's word. Amen. I'm not messing with your manhood. You know, I'm not talking about your manhood. I'm talking about your spiritual manhood. I'm talking about God's called us to be spiritual leaders for the kingdom of God. Amen. You know, if you were in a battle, you wouldn't hide in the closet and send your wife out there. And if you would, let me pray for you. Amen. We wouldn't hide in the closet and send our wife out there. In other words, we've got to be out the forefront. It's time for God to raise us fathers to lead our families. Amen. To lead our families to Christ and the things of God. Amen. I'm challenging fathers today. God's challenging me and I'm challenging you. Amen. Let me ask you this. If you had to be in a fight with someone, would you stay in the house and send your wife out to fight the man that's at the door? Would you? What is this? That's true too. If you don't fight for her, you're going to fight with her after all, you know? In other words, we're in a spiritual battle. Come on, church. Wake up. We're in a spiritual battle. The adversary has come to steal and to kill and to destroy. And it's time for us as men of God to raise up and be the man of God that God's called us to be. To lead our families. To lead our nation. Amen? You know, and I'm talking about a spiritual battle. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a battle. And if you don't think you're in a battle and there's a battle going on for your family, you're blind and you need God to open your eyes. We're in a spiritual battle right now. All hell is broke loose. And God says it's time for the church to arise and take back what belongs to the kingdom of God. Amen? 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 God's called some men in this house. I prophesy over you. I call you anointed. I call you powerful for the kingdom of God. I call you the head, not the tail. Blessed going in and coming out. The favor of God is on your life. In other words, he doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. And you may be in a place and you don't know what to do. Just stand for the kingdom of God. When everybody else is falling down, you stand. You stand. You stand. You wouldn't let somebody come in and take your house, would you? What in the world do you want to let somebody come and take your soul for? Amen. This life will pass away and your soul's for eternity. There's souls that are in the balance right now and God's just looking for some men. Amen. God's looking for an army. Amen. God's looking for an army. He's looking for an army of men. He's looking for an army of men. What man in here will say, hey, I hear that, Pastor Carl, and I'm willing to stand for the kingdom of God. I'm willing to stand for my household. I'm ready to stand for my family. There's you stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Now you see these men standing here? I want each and every one of you to pray. I want you to extend your hands to them right now. They're standing here saying, hey, I'm willing to stand up to be a man of God. I'm willing to stand up to do what God's called me to be. I'm willing to be that man that God's called me to be. And that's what I'm doing. I'm making a stand in this house today. I'm making a stand. Father, I pray for every man that's standing up in this sanctuary right now. I pray for every man, Father God. I pray for a fresh anointing to be upon their lives. Father God, I pray for a fresh measure to be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. They're standing here before this congregation saying, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. I'm going to go and take back some things that the adversary has stolen. I'm going to take things back that he's stolen from my family, from my marriage, from our relationship, from the house of God. I need you, Father God. I need to be empowered with greater strength, greater might, that I can do all these things that you called me to do. Lord, we'll never cease to give you glory, honor, and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry for getting loud. I always thought if I get loud, the devil hears me more. And for some reason, when I get excited, I get loud. So I hope I don't scare you or anything. I'm not. The aim isn't to scare you. For some reason, when I'm praying and I'm speaking and I'm going against the adversary, I think he's deaf. I think the devil doesn't hear so good. I think if he heard so good, he wouldn't have went against the Father to begin with. I think his hearing is bad. So every time I'm speaking against him, I get a little louder. Is that okay? Is that okay? Amen? Is that okay? Praise God. I don't know how to be soft-spoken, so I'm not going to even try. Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God says, and get ready to close this down, 2 Corinthians 3, verse number 18. The Word of God says that, but we all with open face, beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So in closing today, would you open your Bibles with me this morning, and I'll just wait till everyone gets there to John 17. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. The Word of God says in verse 17, He says, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou hast gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." So what is God saying in closing today? Simply this. He knows the plans that He has for us, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give us a hope and an expected end. You know, God's plan for man is to place us in union with Him through Christ Jesus, in union with one another. His plan for man is for us to follow Christ as Christ pleased the Father. It should be our desire to please Him. And as a plan for man is to progress, to grow. You know, the Word of God declares in 1 Corinthians 15:58, He says, "Be therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Amen. Today, I want to honor you fathers, each and every father in the room. I want to honor you today. Would every father please stand just for a moment? Can we gather around all the fathers? Can the fathers in the sanctuary, can we just come up and around the altar today? All the fathers.